The Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. It's Moffy for breakfast for Jeff King Motors, and tops around 32 degrees today. Cloudy and some light winds about. Well, there's an election on, just in case you hadn't noticed. March 23, pre-polling begins from 8 o'clock this morning, and over the next couple of days, we're going to be officially meeting the candidates that are coming to this election. Now, obviously, there's eight candidates. One of those is Anne Leonard, who's an independent, and she joins us on the phone this morning. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Melfi.
Now, Anne, I wanted to catch up with you and have a chat to you about, I guess, what you stand for, and to find out a bit of a background as well for our listeners when it comes to the election coming up.
Okay, well, I guess to start with, I've been living and running a small business in Coffs. I live in Sawtelle, small business in Coffs for the last 27 years. Grew my daughter up here, and she's gone off to the city, enjoying the city life. I chose to run because I couldn't decide who to vote for. I've had a lot of burning questions for a number of years over the things that I see here locally, particularly in regard to the bypass, the foreshores, and what appears to be development of commercial and retail premises throughout the area. I'm not sure this is being appropriately addressed, and we are looking at opening up more commercial and residential areas into the future, whilst at the same time trying to address the issues of a failing CBD. So this is of great concern, I know, to myself and a lot of other people. So that's probably the three main ones locally. I don't believe that we've actually had a voice in Parliament in recent years. There doesn't seem to have been a great moving forward for us. We've got a huge amount of youth unemployment, as has been stated in the media over the last week or so. It's quite scary to see the numbers with that. I believe that the local government, state government and federal government, along with our business community, need to get our heads together to try and address this issue, as along with quite a few of the others that I've just mentioned.
You talk about youth unemployment. As a business owner, do you employ staff?
I do. I have mostly part-time staff, so I have two part-time people working for me currently. My business is very small, and I'm hands-on in it. It is small manufacturing base, and I actually make the product that I sell. I guess I have the best job in the house, because I get a piece of all the action. Most of what I have other people doing is fairly as much assembly tasks. Mm-hmm. Anybody I get into the business, I have to train from the ground up. I don't get a lot of inquiry from young people, I have to say. Most of the inquiry comes for older people.
Yep.
I do actually have a young fellow doing part-time work for me at the moment, and that's great. I've really enjoyed having him around. He has another job as well, so he works between the two of us. But yes, always having to train somebody anytime I take them on. My business doesn't have a training regime set up for it, or an industry training body. So everything has to come from the people who are actually doing the work.
And these are some of the hurdles, I guess, that that local businesses and small businesses have when
Absolutely.
It comes to employing
Absolutely.
People.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really difficult. I mean, I often think, oh, I can't do, you know, all of this on my own, and you employ people and you are still working the long hours it takes to get the work at the end of the day, because you've spent many, many hours actually teaching them and giving them instruction. Mm. We do have a fairly transient population here, and it is difficult to get staff that will stay long term. And because it's a small business, of course you can't pay managers and people who have the skill level that you might have yourself, because there's actually only one job for that, and that's your job. So it's a bit of a catch-22, really.
Yeah. Look, preferences is something that a lot of people are talking about, and there's some confusion
sure.
with those, because in state elections it's up to the individual when they vote. on where they put that preference, but when it comes to support and when it comes to, you know, how to vote cards, they'll still be out there. How are you placed with that when it comes to preferences?
Absolutely. I've just been working on that information this morning. I believe that to be true to the term independent, and the fact that I have been unable to select who to vote for myself, I have decided not to preference at all. So people don't have to have vote for more than one person. They can actually just mark one box and vote for the individual or party of their choice. Beyond that, they can then, from my instructions, I'm suggesting that people then number the boxes if they want to, in the order of their own personal preference. A lot of people are really concerned about placing preferences or preferences given by candidates because they want their preferences to go in a particular direction. And I mean, somebody who's voting for an independent, they might want their, you know, second preference to be Nationals. They might want it to be the Greens. Don't know, because an independent can actually speak to a broad range of people. So for that reason, it's vote one, Anne Leonard. And if you choose somebody else, that is entirely up to you.
We're getting some information from other candidates that they've actually been contacted by the Greens to say to try and do deals to put Sally Townley as a preference for them. Have you received calls like that?
I have had been approached by a number of people as far as preferencing Sally is concerned. I didn't know that Sally was going to run when I had decided to. Unfortunately, I hadn't announced already when she chose to. At that stage, I thought, well, is there room for two independents on this in this election? And certainly it makes things difficult, but given my circumstances and the way things have played out over the last 6 months or so, I decided to go ahead anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've had contacts, but I'm not preferencing anybody.
No. Well, Anne, all the best for the election on March 23. And, of course, like I said, the pre-polling starts from today.
That's correct. Thank you very much, Moffy, for the opportunity to speak.
Not a worry at all. Anne Leonard, the independent for the upcoming election for Coffs Harbour. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. We've got a news update on the way next.